When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Thursday at 4 o'clock, which means we are joined by the great Mike Mayock of Sumer Sports. What's up, Mayo?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How you all doing?
How you doing, Mike? Happy New Year, brother.
Same to you, brother.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I have to tell you, so at that website that that Mike works for, Sumer Sports, they have an AI thing that's only football called Sumer Brain. Mm. So if you have a football question that you can't find the answer to, you just ask the AI and it gives you to. It doesn't lie to you at all. So, so that is a good feature on the website there, Mike.
Slowly replacing us.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Just be careful how you ask the question. That's all.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what actually most of those AIs is like the skill is how do you ask the question? And if you ask it, you give it the right prompt, you get the sort of answer you want. Mike, I'll ask you the question we sort of started the show with today and pose it to you. Is think about the game on Sunday from an Eagles perspective. Is this a game where if you're an Eagles fan, you're more worried about the Eagles losing the game themselves, shooting themselves in the foot, or the 49ers coming in here and beating them?
I think it's kind of interrelated because I think that the main key to the game is turnovers.
Okay.
You know, playoffs, you can say that. Anybody could say it. You don't need me to tell you that. But the Eagles kind of got to the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl last year on the back of a heavy turnover differential. And this year they're plus six and San Francisco's minus six. Mm-hmm. And if I think the way I look at it, Spike, is I think they are who they are. Jalen is who he is, whether you know you like him or not. And we've talked about this. He's not Matthew Stafford. He's not going to be Matthew Stafford, but he's got things Matthew Stafford doesn't have. And you got to live with that. And the running attack isn't what you want. You got to live with that. I think what you do have to live with for the playoffs is, hey, it's going to be a bunch of low-scoring, close games. I think this particular game, a lot of yardage between the 20s, and it's going to come down to turnovers and who takes advantage of the red zone. And, you know, the Eagles' offense is not dynamic, and that's what it is. I've come to kind of, you know, I watched that Buffalo tape on offense, and I just kind of sat back and went, this is who they are. You know, one good half, one bad half, and Vic Fangio and the defense rise in and save the day. I mean, that's kind of what it is.
Yep. So looking at the Eagles team, like what is the, if you were to pinpoint one sort of point of concern, what would the Eagles' concern be going into this game?
Into this particular game, I think everybody in the world knows who Christian McCaffrey is. Mm-hmm. With the injuries to the wideouts, the questionable status of Ricky Pearsall, Kittle being on the injury report, you know, I think you're going to see McCaffrey used in all kinds of creative ways. And they got to find a way to get him the ball 25 to 30 times, and they will. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if Kittle is healthy and able to be the Kittle you know, that's another concern. But I think concern number one starts right there, number 23, and how effective you let him be.
Yeah, I would imagine, Mike, coming in this game, obviously the 49ers are undermanned. They're on the road. But if they have a puncher's chance, it's Kyle Shanahan and his play designs and his ability to scheme guys open and sort of take advantage of what may be perceived areas of weakness on that defense. I just don't know if there's enough there for him to work with, but he's done a good job of what he's had to work with so far this year. This Eagles defense may be a little bit much to overcome.
I've enjoyed listening to him talk about Vic Fangio and Vic Fangio talking about Kyle Shanahan this week. It's been intriguing the respect they have for each other. And then when you throw in the three or four games that they've played against each other, and that Vic has done such a good job. Spike, I know you know the answer. What is it, 13 points or something is the most?
The 15 points, yeah. 15 points is the most. Now, if you wanted to do caveats on it, now that was the Garoppolo game. The other games were, you know, RG3 post-injury, Mullins,
yeah.
And I forget what the other one was. But, right. You know, 10 points a game is 10 points a game, you know, no matter who the quarterback is. So
yeah, I'm not trying to oversimplify it. I love the respect they have for each other, and I'm with Ike as far as the respect I have for Kyle Shanahan, and he's going to have some surprises. And, you know, I'm trusting that the Eagles aren't going to let down their defense literally and give up gadget plays or kind of trick plays that they typically won't. But if their defense plays like their defense is capable of playing, I think it's really going to be difficult for them to score more than, you know, what's the most they can score? 17?
Wow.
You know, that, and then if they can get to 17 because of offensive design, and maybe Ricky Pearsall plays and maybe Kittle plays and McCaffrey, then what about the Eagles offense?
Right.
What are we going to see there? And again, I just keep coming back to efficiency in the red zone and turnovers.
Yeah.
Mike, when you look at the Niners defensively, you know, you can look at all of the injuries and you can look at results, you know, numbers-wise, it's not good. What do you see on that defense that specifically you think the Eagles might be able to take advantage of?
Well, it's funny because we had this conversation before Chicago, and yeah. Chicago was depleted at linebacker and couldn't stop the run. And obviously they flipped the script that day on the Eagles. And the Eagles couldn't really run on them, and they ran for a couple hundred yards on the Eagles. So they ought to be able to be somewhat efficient in the run game, you know. And what really stands out is usually when you watch tape of a 49er team, a couple players really jump out, like Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, you know, at two different levels there. And they're both on IR. So their playmakers aren't playing this week on defense. And there's nobody where you just kind of go, wow, you know, watch out for that guy. You know, it just isn't. You know, is it Jordan Elliott, the defensive tackle? I mean, they have a couple of defensive backs. Denomador Lenore is a pretty good player. But there's nobody in there that you just go, wow, that – I'm scared of him like I am Warner or Bosa, who can change games. But the same thing goes for their defense. They're really well coached. Robert Saleh is a single high defensive coach that plays a lot of zone. They do some man stuff out of single high too. Our defense coordinator with the Raiders, Gus Bradley, was kind of his mentor. So I'm very familiar with how they look at things. And that's why I say I think you're going to see a lot of yardage between the 20s. You know, with both teams, because I think the Eagles struggle a little bit sometimes against zone and muddy coverages and different looks. And so I just think it's going to be, I keep getting back to, and I hate being so predictable, but it comes back to turnovers and taking advantage of opportunities. And that's assuming there's no kickoff return or block punt or any kind of gadget play. That's just assuming we get, you know, standard, and that the Eagles field goal kicker can kick field goals.
Mike, just a personal one for me here. You've mentioned Ricky Pearsall a couple of times, and all season long, Jack has made fun of me because I say that Ricky Pearsall is good. Can you please just tell Jack that Ricky Pearsall is a good football player?
He's a good football player.
Thank you.
Well, Spike was acting like this guy's a top 20 receiver in the league. You're misleading the guest.
I know. I'm trying to say that on their offense right now with Brandon Ayuk out and all the rest of it, you know, who is left? And Ricky Pearsall, you know, at least he can separate. He was a first-round pick for a reason. He's got some quickness and ability to separate, but he's not a world beater either.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a good player. He's a solid player.
I got one NFL question for Mike. Shocking firing from my perspective. My old coach, John Harbaugh, down there in Baltimore, And then you get Mike McDaniels fired today. I'm wondering, I guess the question I want to ask you, Mike, is how many teams you think are lining up to get Harbs in there as their head coach? Because I got a feeling Miami decided to move on from McDaniels once John Harbaugh may have shown some interest down there. What are you hearing about John as the next coach somewhere?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think I think the two potentially hottest candidates are the two that just got fired in that Stefanski and Harbaugh. Mm. And you already talked about Harbs, and I love him. And I tried to get him at Boston College, and BC didn't hire him. And a year later, he was with the Baltimore Ravens. Mm. That's how much I think of the guy, both as a man and as a coach. I think Harbaugh can kind of pick his spot. I think Stefanski is going to have, it's already public. Stefanski met twice with the Giants. Oh. I'd love to see Vance Joseph and Brian Flores, a couple of defensive guys, get a real opportunity. I think they're both really good at what they do. And I think Flores, I know Brian, I think he can be a little bit of a tough ass, but I don't care. I mean, he's probably learned a little bit now that he's been in Minnesota. And I'm kind of straying, Ike, but to go back to your original question, yeah, I think Miami probably opened that thing up so they could officially talk to him.
All right, Mike. Well, hopefully a week from today, we're talking to you about another Eagles playoff game. We are in that part of the season where we could be talking about the end of the year.
It's a week-to-week thing now.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute, Ike. Tell me where you are on this thing.
What, with the Eagles and the Niners or Harbs?
I want to hear what from Spike and Ike on the Eagles game.
Oh, I had to tell myself earlier this week, Mike, to calm down because I was too confident. Because I think this was a perfect matchup for the Eagles because of what they do offensively. They need to have somewhat of a soft defense to go up against to build that confidence. I love our defense, and our defense going up against an offense that doesn't have any legitimate outside threat. And as much as I love Christian McCaffrey, he's not the explosive runner that he used to be. I think it's a great matchup for us. I like the Eagles here by double digits, but I've been trying to keep that suppressed all week just because I don't want to be overconfident in the game.
And how about you, Ike?
So I'm a big Shanahan guy. I'm a big Purdy guy. However, I look at this game and I just think to myself, if you can't beat a team at home who has like the 27th best defense in the NFL, your season doesn't deserve to go on. So they are the one team in the playoffs right now that they could play, maybe aside from Carolina. You know, the Eagles go to Seattle and lose, I get it. They go to Chicago and lose, I get it. They lose to the Rams, I get it. I just think that the 49ers, given their injury situation and here in Philly, I think they got to win this football game. So I'll probably pick them between 4 and 7 points, something like that. I think it'll be a close game. I have a lot of respect for the Niners offense, but given the injury stuff, I think the Eagles win this game.
Okay, awesome. Love to hear it. I've got Jacksonville, Buffalo, and I'm excited for that one.
That's an interesting game,
good game,
man. That is an interesting
Sunday,
game.
Yes.
Yeah. What a job Liam Cohen did in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. I'm blown away by it. I don't even know Liam Cohen. Never met him. And you know, I can't believe the difference in Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you that the connection with a coach or a coordinator and the quarterback, kind of like we had with Gruden and Derek Carr, getting Derek to play at a high level. It's so important. And I learned that lesson. And anyway, we're way past our time, but
no,
not you.
No, yeah, not with you. Yeah,
yeah, you go beyond the time thing. So as long as you have the time, I think the other thing that is great with Jacksonville is when teams are able to, like, they do have an us versus the world mentality there. And I know once the game starts, all that goes out the window. But when you start to feel that with a team, you start to wonder, it's like, I don't know, maybe they got a little something. Yeah. And that Bills team, I think Josh Allen's the best player in football, certainly offensively. But that team just does not seem to have it this year the way that they've had it the last couple of years.
He's the only quarterback left where I think in the AFC anyway, they could put the cape on make that kind of difference.
Yep. Yep. He's as good as it gets.
Yep.
All right. Oh, my God.
All right, Mike. We will talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Mike.
There he is, the great Mike Mayock. So he didn't say it out loud. We don't ever ask Mike for his prediction because he's not a prediction guy.
No.
But if I'm reading Mike's tone, I think Mike's a little worried about the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
He had me rethinking they're going to win this game. You know, I haven't vocalized it generally, but I think they win this game on Sunday. But Mike seems shaken by the fact that the offense never got it together.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, that's the one thing.
Yeah.
If you keep the Niners in the game and you ask, and if Shanahan could come in this game and say, you know what? All I need to get is 17 points to win, or try to get to 17 or 20.
Yeah.
I got a shot.
Yes.
Right? So, because he's got to be thinking that offense isn't explosive and they aren't going to put up a ton of points.
Well, and I think Robert Saleh is probably telling them, like, everybody's telling you guys that you can't compete. Those guys haven't done anything to anyone.
Yes. They definitely are using that us against the world.
Yeah.
And the fact that they look at the Eagles on offense on tape. It's not scaring anybody.
It's not something they have to figure out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, they're not scaring anybody.
The Mike McDaniel firing is, I thought he saved his job there.
I'm telling you, Harbaugh getting fired probably got him fired.
I think Mike McDaniel is, he's clearly
If Tomlin gets fired, somebody else is going to get fired too.
Because they think they can hire him.
Hire Mike Tomlin, yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's a lot of good. It's not just Harbaugh that's a good candidate out there. Stefanski's a good candidate. Mm-hmm. I think Mike McDaniel's a good candidate. I was impressed by the fact, everyone can be impressed by the offense stuff. Mm-hmm. The fact that team did not quit on him this year, when I thought that thing was unraveling, I thought was pretty impressive. Because he seemed like a coach that the players would quit on.
Yeah.
But they did not quit on him.
I can't get behind.
Seems like a good coordinator.
I can't get behind the sunglasses and the knickers.
The capri pants.
The capri pants. We used to call them knickers back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
The capri pants. I think he's a brilliant offensive coordinator, though.
Yeah.
I think he would be a brilliant offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, some good coordinator candidates available if they do move on from Petullo. I guess he's already going on. He's already going to interview with the Lions, I guess, for their OC job.
Mike McDaniel is?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be a good hire. Oh, God, with that offense?
Yeah.
Well, can I tell
you? But we got a little old Bashbro. I mean, come on, man. Petullo, out of here. What should you
You have to be able to run Mike McDaniel. Do you think we run in Mike McDaniel's offense?
Probably not. But Kingsbury, possible OC candidate. So there's some established names out there.
For this team. We don't need an OC.
Would you take a loss on Sunday if you guaranteed Mike McDaniel?
No.
Okay. 2-1-5. Brent to 6. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't even get to say it. Buffalo gets past Jacksonville. I think they're good.
Yet the...
The Bills are losing this weekend.
This is the one... That's why I said if they get past Jacksonville, I think they make it.
Barnwell has them in the Super Bowl. Has them beating the Patriots in the AFC Championship game going and losing to the Rams.
Bill Barnwell, don't care.
Okay.
They're losing to the Jags this weekend. I know this Bills team.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're stone losing to the Jags this weekend.
Now, Allen, I agree with
Mayock. He can put the cape on.
He can put the cape on. But he's had to put the cape on. He's had to put the cape on, I think, 4 times. And he almost did it against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Almost put the cape on against the Eagles.
Yep.
Should have won that game. And then he took the cape off and lit it on fire. And he missed that 2-point conversion. I'm not upset about it.
Yeah, don't sound so upset.
I'm not just saying.
Was that the most famous wide left in Bills history?
Oh!
Got him!
Nailed it!
Got him!
And that was wide right.
Yeah, it was
don't
wide
care.
Right. Yeah.
Was wide left the college game?
Yeah, Miami did a wide left.
Yeah, I was going to say there was a Miami one.
Yeah.
Miami, Nebraska?
Yeah. Or Florida State, one of them. Miami, Nebraska. It's one of them. Florida State.
You like it? I remember that.
Yeah. Shocking.
Come on. I used to watch college football.
Who do you like tonight?
Oh, I don't even know who's playing. Somebody tweeted at me yesterday, hey, love the show. Who do you like in the college football playoffs?
It's the Hurricanes and Ole Miss, man.
Oh, okay. I like the Hurricanes.
The last at-large team.
Okay, what's the line?
I don't know what the line is. I think Ole Miss is... I don't know who's favored in that game.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know which way I'm going.
All right, 215-592.
I'm certainly excited to bet again.
215-592-9494. You know what we're going to do?
It's my first bets of 2026.
Oh, yeah. Well, rumor has it, you would think it's good that 25 ended for you.
Man, that's not a rumor. Yeah, that's not a rumor.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You spend so much time thinking about your health, especially now at the beginning of the year. You think about working out and getting your diet right and, you know, people don't drink during January, all that stuff. You also are in charge of thinking about your pet's health. That is what the lead dog, George Perrenti of Dogs and Cats Rule, wants to remind you, is that you do all this for your health, but you should do it for their health as well. You're in charge of it. They can't do it on their own. And maybe your pet has some issue. Maybe there's an allergy, you know? Maybe there's a coat issue, a skin or coat issue. Maybe, like Rebel, always licking their paws and gnawing at their paws. Well, the good thing about Dogs and Cats Rule is all of the products they have there, they might have something that can help. Maybe it's a supplement issue. Maybe sometimes it's the food that they're eating. And Dogs and Cats Rule has all of that. Now, that's one part of the equation. You walk in there, all the great products are there. The other part of the equation is they have the best staff anywhere that can help you find what that right product is. They're not going to try to answer your question, move on to the next thing. No, 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 no. They're patient, informed, great. All seven locations just has the best staff anywhere at any pet store. It's the only place you need. Seven locations, two in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, five in Pennsylvania, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is your 43090s. That is New Radicals, Get What You Give. That was their only hit from their only album.
It's one and done.
Yes, but most one-hit wonders, people don't respect the band, but there is respect for New Radicals. There is. So I never... It's a good song or whatever, but Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Which is a bigger concern on Sunday, the Eagles beating themselves or the Niners? 94.4%.
Wow.
The Eagles beating themselves. That might be the biggest poll we've ever seen to that end. 215. What's that? The biggest poll we've ever seen. Shoot. No, don't clip that if you're not going to clip your voice thing from earlier.
No.
That's not fair.
It's not how it works.
It doesn't make it any fairer. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Fellas, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man. You know, I was doing some thinking, right? With Bobachek. Yeah, that's Bobachek. So Jack, let me ask you a question, Jack.
Bobachek.
There we go.
Oh, Bobachek. I'm sorry. What is he coming, Jack? And where does he come from?
When is he coming?
Yeah,
his background?
No. We're not doing that.
I'm saying what?
He was on the Blue Jays. He was on the Blue Jays. They were in the World Series this year. You lost in seven games to in extra innings, I think, to the Dodgers, mm-hmm. right?
That was 10 yeah.
innings.
Yeah. He did have the home run off Ohtani that it kind of felt like was the moment.
Yeah,
when they lost.
Things were turning. Yeah.
And he was hurt.
Yeah, so he was on the Blue Jays, and his dad, the age you would remember, is Dante Bichette, mm-hmm. who was a big Rockies player back in the day.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, Spike, I didn't hear nothing about those flyer tickets, man.
Well, that's not my department. Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, me and you going down there. It'd be best that you go down there with me. You know what I mean?
I
was thinking, you know.
Yeah.
It would be a good thing. I talk a lot of trash in the radio, man. I've been down there. They've been stumped a mud hole in my ass, man. You know what I mean? I'll be on CBS News, UT Washington, talking about a local caller, you know, just survived a near massacre. And he's in stable condition. I can hear it now. So I need you to go down there with me. You know what I mean?
I will go with you. As long as I am not committed to anything else, I was the one that offered it. So as soon as you hear about the tickets, you just let me know which game it is. And assuming there is nothing going on, I'm there. You can count on me.
All right. I'm just making sure that you stay true to your word.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I am true to my word.
Okay. All right. Now, listen, here's the situation, right? And I want to say something, right? Now, listen, now, I got to welcome in Christian, right? Christian is the psychiatrist. She calls. She's a regular caller now, right?
Yes, she is.
So here's the situation. There's a little thing called caller crime. Now, I'm going to take a little easy on you today.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean? But here's the thing, Christian. You're doing a lot of analyzing, right? But see, I'm going to analyze you.
Oh, boy.
And here's the thing. You can send me the check later. You have a bit of enablism with you.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
She likes to enable Jalen Hurts.
She does.
Disrespectful play all year. You know what I mean? She don't call a spade. It's everybody else's fault but Jalen Hurts. You know what I mean? So, Christian, you're an enabler. And that's what that my cycle, you know, analyzing of you is. And like I said, send me the check later. You look yourself in the mirror tonight, you're going to say, maybe I do enable Jalen Hurts just a little bit.
Nope. She's not an enabler.
She that is.
No. She's not.
She is.
She's a defender.
No.
She's a defender because there are people like yourself and many others that have decided that Jalen isn't the answer and you're off the boat and the criticism is over the top at times. So we sometimes have to feel like you got to defend him because the criticism doesn't meet the punishment meeting the crime. Is that sort of a thing?
The crime doesn't fit the punishment?
It's the other way around. The punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Yes. Nice try, Jack.
Yeah, so criticism doesn't necessarily fit the play.
That's weak. You're only saying that because she's a woman. You know what I mean? And I get it.
I'm saying it because, A, she's a new caller, and, B, she's not here to defend herself against you.
Yeah, well, she has to be, you know, you got to be enshrined into, you know, the callers here. You can't just come walk and whisper, you know, we all paid our dues, you know what I mean? We beat on each other. That's just what it is. So she got to get used to that. You
okay.
know what I mean?
And
okay.
you know what? Now. I think Chuck has a good point.
I figured you would.
She does. You know, I go back to the first call.
Well, you called her a gaslighter.
Well, she is a gaslighter. The first call, she was just making up lies after lies after lies. She's got to get her numbers right. You know, she's got to get her stats right, you know?
She was factually correct.
Well, she was like, she blamed, I think it was her that said we didn't win the Chargers game because A.J. Brown dropped the pass.
Yeah.
Hello, the guy had 5 turnovers.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, like, what are we doing here?
She's never brought it up. That's why I say she's in the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Listen. Welcome to the crew, Christian. I just know hard feelings. I just got to, you know, I got to rib you a little bit. Because, you know, you want to be a part of this, and now you're officially a part of this. Because I got to put you in the call of crime. And that's just what we do here. You know what I mean? Now, listen, here's the situation, right? On Sunday, I don't care about what Mike Mayock got to say. I'm going to go with what Baldy said. Because Baldy said we won a tournament last year, and we did. You know, so Baldy knows best, so I'm going to follow his lead. On Sunday, it's going to be, ass whooping so bad, you know, that the 49ers are going to never be the same again. You know what I mean? And nobody believed me when I said that last year about the Chiefs when we went up against them. You know, see, we're ready for this. You know, we're equipped for this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you one more thing, right? Hmm. I got three upsets, if you let me say this before I get off, right?
Yeah.
I got three upsets that I want to say. But I want to say this one thing, right, to everybody out there worrying and all the people out there is not as excited about this game, whatever the case may be. You know, right now, we in the middle of an ocean. You know, we don't need you to be panicking because you're going to bring us all down with you. You're either going to know how to swim or you're going to drown. You know what I mean? And right now, we just need to swim to shore. You know what I'm saying? And and swimming to shore is what? That's the Super Bowl. So we will be there again. We will be hoisting our second Lombardi, you know, we're fired here. And, Spike, I tell you, it ain't going to be no better feeling in the world than to say we went through everything we went through this year, but we still champions. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
I agree with you. Ike and I talked about it the other day. I think winning this Super Bowl would be quite an accomplishment. You know, it's hard to rank them, but I would be more impressed if they somehow find a way to win a Super Bowl this year than I was last year.
Yeah, and Jack, you know, you gave me a hard way to go about earlier when I called the morning show, right?
Well, because, yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. Chuck goes on an impassioned rant on the morning show. And it gets clipped and put out there, and the text, like, what an unbelievable call from Chuck. And I said, you built on this show, and what he brings to this show, he divides.
Yeah, you know? I mean, but that's what we do.
It's a good bit.
That's what we do. I like afternoon show, Chuck.
So what was his rant about this morning?
Chuck's in a comedy role in our show, which is a change, and I appreciate it. And he's adapted well. It's just, if you're going to bring A-plus content, I want it on this show, not on the morning show.
Oh, so you agree it was A-plus content?
Of course. Chuck's always A-plus content.
Well, I don't know. What was he ranting about? What were you ranting about this morning, Chuck?
Hey, hold up. I was ranting just simply about, you know, how we just fell off as a fan base, and we don't really appreciate or get excited about things no more like we should. But here's the situation, all right? Right? Okay. Let me explain something to Jack real quick, right?
Yes.
See, with Chuck from out there, I don't just do things purpose. I do things purpose. I don't do things by accident, okay?
Chess, not checkers, yep.
You got to understand who was on the show, okay? Jason Kelce, the great Jason Kelce on the show. Now, who is
so you're trying to get buttered up to another star, huh?
No. Now, I got to use Jason to get to where I need to go. Now, listen to what I'm saying, right? Now, who
you got Ike on this show.
Ike is not the brother-in-law of this main celebrity who don't got nothing going on in Kansas City because I'm boosted home right now. You know what I mean? If I can get her to hear my passionate rant about her beloved Eagles in her local town, then maybe she'll spend some of that money on the Chuck Flanagan experience that's coming to YouTube very soon. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Oh, you're playing the long game. Okay. Okay.
Knowledge with college.
Yeah.
You know, I don't lies without college. That's some other dope, you know, situation, not mine. You know what I mean? Speaking of him, he ain't called up. Where you been at? You know what I mean? You ain't called up. Where you been? You've been quiet. You know, I like sticking it down your throat.
All right. Whoa. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
I actually think I had to dump that one.
No, you don't.
I did? Call up, man, with your nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
How else is that supposed to be interpreted?
I'm just saying. I haven't heard Wade at all, man. This is the time we should be hearing them the most. Let me say this, though. Right? Let me give my three out. Three upsets. The Jags beat the Buffalo Bills. Deny out Josh Allen another chance to win the Super Bowl. Okay?
Okay.
Green Bay will go take care of business against Chicago, and I got the biggest upset at all. And if anybody bets some money, bet on this. You know what I'm saying? You bet. You know what I mean? And that's Carolina outright. They're going to beat the Rams on Saturday.
Oh, stop it.
And you can take that to the bank.
Okay.
Guarantee it.
Wow.
And we're going to have a home game, divisional game, against the lonely Carolina Panthers.
Well, wow.
But we would go to Carolina.
No, they would come to us.
Even though they won the... Oh, we both won the division.
Yeah.
That's right.
And they're the worst of the division winners.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for the call, Chuck. Mm-hmm. There he is, Chuck. But also, one of his underdog picks, I think, are a favorite. I'm pretty sure the Packers are a favorite.
1-point favorite, yes.
Are they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1.5.
One of us called this a week ago.
You did. I'm taking the Bears.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, I won the picks.
stop. Do we do the picks in the playoffs?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay, we keep them going. Yeah.
So I have a chance.
I got no shot.
Well, I'm only a game ahead of you. So, all right, 215-592-9494. Fake Stats Connor joins us with some playoff props. What do you got, Fake Stats Connor?
Hey, guys. Excited to be back. I got something quick for the Rams to get us started, if you guys are ready for that.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
Going with my guy, Puka Nacua, over 26.5 longest reception.
Always,
All right. Fake Stats Connor. I gotta call something out here. The props can't just be the same prop over and over and over again.
I was just targeting this market. Offense has never been my thing. I made my money on defense, so I thought we were going after this market. I thought we were okay with that.
Yeah, but there's
because we didn't hit one of those defensive
bets. I haven't taken Puka.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Puka, 26.5?
Yeah, 26.5. He's 3-for-3 in his only playoff games ever played.
Okay.
He's already hit for this defense in their loss to Carolina earlier this year. He's just a playoff riser for me. So.
Okay.
And for the Birds, I'm intending this game, so I'm very excited. It's my first ever Eagles game.
That's cool.
Going with another longest reception that I've player never taken before, but Dallas Goedert, he's my guy. With the amount of the injuries that the 49ers have sustained to their key linebacker spots, I mean, they've literally just picked up a guy off the street. I think it was Kaiser White from Arizona.
Yep.
This gives Dallas just too easy of a matchup for the Eagles to exploit this weekend. I think he has a big game this weekend, but he should be able to clear 16.5. He's actually went 4-for-4 last playoffs. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just hammering in on this market because I'm 6-5 on it so far this year. I want to see if that can get me back to profitability overall.
Okay. All right. So Puka over 26.5 and Goddard over 16.5 longest reception.
Yep. I just want to see what I'm like, you know, what this is like at the end of the season, what my record is. But those are the two props. So.
All right, Fakes, that's Connor. Thank you as always, my friend.
Yep.
Puka Nacua is the best receiver in football, isn't he, right now?
Well, I would still say Jamar Chase.
Okay.
But the argument is it's fair.
I would say,
argument is fair.
I would say I like watching Puka Nacua more than any wide receiver.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, we talk about AJ as physical.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen a wide receiver as physical as Puka Nacua.
And great hands.
Dude, that catch, I know it didn't get called a catch.
I still don't understand how he dropped that. It looked like he caught it.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, the Rams almost pulled out that Seahawks game, right?
And he's made a couple. That was against the Falcons.
Falcons game, right.
Yeah, he's made a couple of those this year.
Yeah,
he had the one-handed, the backhanded catch. Yeah, not the far-handed.
Dude, you could be standing 8 feet in front of me, nothing happening here, and you're like, just catch the ball with one hand. There's no way I could do it. It was unbelievable.
No, he is. That's the one thing I'll give McVay. And Dimitrov? Is it
their general manager?
Is he still the same one out there? Well,
I don't know.
What in
Rams. The Rams?
Oh, it's Les Snead.
That's right, Les Snead. Yeah, Les Snead.
Dimitrov was the Falcons guy.
Yes, I was gonna say he left the Rams and went to the Falcons, I believe.
Well,
he was with the Falcons. Yeah,
okay,
you're right. No, you're right, because him, Raheem Morris, all of them were with the Rams. Remember, at one point. So yeah, now I was just gonna say the great job they've done of drafting. First, it was Cooper Kupp in the third round.
Yes, and then they just got a guy better than him.
He was a fifth rounder, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and they drafted, the Verse kid?
Jared Verse.
He was mid to late first, and then they took his teammate in the second round, who's their D tackle.
Fickle.
Fisk?
Fisk.
Something
I was
like
close
that.
Enough,
something
yeah. Like that. No, you're right. Fisk, yeah.
215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Mike, Spike, Jack, how's it going?
What's up, Ed?
What's up, Ed?
So, wild and crazy season. Like back to last year when we had a healthy offensive line, healthy Saquon, Jalen was playing better. You kind of knew going into a game, like if a certain opponent was ranked like at the bottom of like the rushing defense, like you're going to eat that day. But this year it's just been like totally turned upside down. Whereas you go into Buffalo and they had one of the worst rush defenses and you saw what happened there. So, like, I don't really know what my expectations are going into this game, but I really think they just got to hammer home the run game. I'm talking, like, a 40 to 50 rushes, like, really just control that side of the ball. But the biggest thing, and, like, sort of like the fourth phase of it, we can't be giving up 120 yards and penalties. That's, like, the pre-snap penalties to start a drive. That's what really concerns me at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, we can all talk about rush attempts, but if they don't work, that's the big issue here, right? Like, if the Eagles end up running the ball 40 times, they're going to win the football game. There's no way that, because if they're not even going to have enough drives to run it 40 times if the run game's not working. But I think they tried. It's funny, like you go back to the Buffalo game, and we were. And you look at those first couple of drives, they tried to run the ball in the second half of that Buffalo game to try to, you know, have long drives and run the clock out. It just didn't work. And that is one of the worst run defenses in football. And that is what, you know, Mayock brought it up, or I can't remember if it was Mayock or Scheel, but there's been two times this year, the Bears game and the Bills game, where we say, hey, here is a run defense that isn't very good. We should be able to get healthy against it. And it didn't work either time. And that is what ends up killing them. That for all the criticisms of Kevin Petullo, and some of them are fair, of Jalen, some of them are fair, all that stuff, they just can't run the ball. And you can point to maybe Saquon's not exactly what he was last year, but he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage so often, I don't even know what we could expect from him.
I blame that O-line more than anything.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think even when they're not injured, it seems there's a health thing that is mm-hmm. going on there that they're just, it has to be the beating of last year. And then the extra four games they play at the end of it, you know, so I agree with you, Ed. I would love to see him run the ball all over the Niners. I think we would all love to see that happen, but they're going to be in a situation where I could see a situation where it's halftime. It's 10-6 Niners. And one of the reasons it's 10-6 is because we cannot run the football, and they're going to have to come out in the second half and say, we're going to have to do something different. You know, that is the nightmare scenario.
Can you imagine going to that locker room at halftime with that crowd would be like?
Well, tell me that's not a scenario that could happen.
Of course it is.
Because 10 points, I don't care how good the defense is. They're good. They give up 10 points. They gave up 10 points and a half in the first Commanders game.
Yep.
You know, so, and then that's when things go awry.
Get a little tighter.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I wonder, do we make the right adjustments?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. Yeah.
So I agree with you, Ed, but let's hope that week off gave them something, because they need something that they haven't had all year.
Exactly. And before I jump off, I keep thinking about the positivity pledge. I think it was before the Raiders game.
Oh, yes.
And I said I was doing that for me, and, like, that's actually really helped sort of, like, calm the nerves. Like, my wife the other day while I was watching the game, like, you're not cursing and getting ready to throw things at the TV. I'm like, no, it's just kind of stay where your 2 feet are. You know, Petullo's our OC, Jalen's our quarterback. And it was an odd, because I'm never that way. I'm always, like, looking ahead, like, who's going to be our GM next year or what? You know, so thank you, Dr. Spike, for giving me that important mental health advice.
Go for it. How about that?
Well, you are the only person to thank me for giving them important mental health advice.
Yeah,
so normally, I appreciate the call, Ed. Normally, I am agitating. So if I, for just one person, if I can do the reverse of agitating, that would be great.
What did they say? If I could just help one.
One. That's what I did. I can look back at these couple years, I helped one person.
I kind of forget what the pledge was.
The positivity pledge.
I know, but like, what was the...
Don't boo the team.
Right.
Standing ovation, no booing in the first quarter.
And caught on like wildfire.
Yes.
And it saved the season. Here's the Netflix documentary.
Yes. Can you imagine if there is one and I get
credit? It's just you?
It's just me. Yeah. So Eagles inside of the year, hotly contested. We gave the odds yesterday.
Yes.
There is the current champion is definitely trying to do something here. So that is Elliot Shore Parks. Here is a report from Elliot Shore Parks. It's an extremely loose and loud Eagles locker room. Players hanging out at each other's locker. One of the loudest locker rooms I've been in just from players talking to each other. A.J. Brown is leading it.
I hate Elliot.
It's so dramatic.
Yes, I swear.
A.J. Brown is leading.
Yes. I hate Stan Elliott. Man.
I hate Elliott.
Man, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, we made the comment yesterday that that we hadn't seen anything from McManus.
Mm-hmm.
There was a great McManus story on ESPN.com today that I'm going to give him Insider of the Year credit. I don't know if you will.
Okay, what was it?
It's about Vic Fangio's meatballs.
Huh.
He makes these meatballs. Huh. That he gives to a player that does a great job. Apparently, the meatball recipe is like famous.
Ooh.
He says in the article that when his girlfriend is watching him make the meatballs, he makes her turn away sometimes so she does not see the exact recipe for the meatballs.
This is Vic Fangio making it.
Correct.
Yeah. And you said girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it was in the article.
Have we got a shot of her yet?
No, we have not. We have not. I haven't seen Vic's.
I don't think so.
No.
People are really protective of the meatball recipes, it seems like.
Yes. Yeah. Seems like a thing.
Yeah.
Or your girlfriend.
Sure.
Well, I don't know what type of situation he has going on.
Well, look.
He might have a 40-year-old.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We might have a Belichick situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a Chip situation. A secret marriage.
No.
I don't know.
I think, didn't Angela lead every morning show that summer talking about the secret marriage?
Yep, he did.
For Chip?
There was a thing in there that the Eagles website asked him what the recipe was.
Yeah.
And Fangio said, I can tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Yeah. Of course.
It's an old saying we should bring back.
Yeah.
From Jordan Davis, who probably knows something about whether meatballs are good or not.
Yep, used to. He doesn't eat any of them, though.
Yep. Two thumbs up, but don't let Coach Vic get too big in his head. BG gave him a 7 out of 10.
Nice.
Ed Cooper DeGene, quote, they're good. I don't really know how to judge meatballs.
Wow.
So there you go. So that was the story from McManus.
First of all,
it made me laugh.
He's Italian.
Yes.
So you know they're authentic.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to be stereotypical here.
No, no, no.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Italians make the best meatballs.
I would imagine.
Unless the Swedes have meatballs.
Good point, by you.
They do.
That's a different type of meatball.
Different type of meatball.
Yes.
Yeah, now Val's family is Italian. My mother-in-law makes great meatballs, of
course. And everything's homemade, right?
Yes.
See, yeah. I haven't gotten to the homemade meatball thing yet.
Oh, really? Oh, you
particularly. So I'll do the ready-made meatballs and put it in there. So it's kind of the American fugazi way of doing it.
Correct. Yes. Fangio definitely calls it gravy, too.
Definitely calls it gravy. There's no doubt. There's no doubt he calls it gravy.
That is, so if we want to put an insider of the year, so I thought there was a great story from McManus.
Those,
if I'm going to put out an insider of the year bounty, getting the recipe.
That's pretty good.
Would be a huge score.
As long as no one dies.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
I certainly would take that as insider information over Elliot and the locker room vibe.
Yeah, that they're talking to each other. Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
If... Now,
AJ's leading it.
Now,
should we just call him at 5:30 to try to break down?
Just rip on him?
The locker room?
Yeah.
And well, what it was really like?
Elliot has said a bunch of times, if the afternoon show calls you, if the afternoon show texts you at 5 to call in, it's not about something good. So I would
I can't wait for this. I'm going to text him and say, what I do?
Yeah.
That's what he's going to reply back.
So if Fangio says he would have to kill you if he told you, I think the ultimate Eagles insider thing would be to get the recipe, post it, and then let Fangio kill you. And then you die for Eagles insider of the year.
There you go.
Murdered by Vic Fangio, but you got the meatball recipe. See, if McManus really wanted the award, he would say, okay, Vic.
Yeah.
I'll take the recipe, then you can kill me, then he posts it. So,
I'm not familiar with Coach enough. I spoke to him once or twice.
Fangio?
Yeah.
He seems great.
Yeah, but he kind of gives you the...
Hey. Oh, doesn't want to engage?
Well, yeah, it's
the
not
chip?
A, well, you don't know because I'm not a player.
Right.
So I don't know how much he actually wants to do small talk with me and just kick the ball. Yeah, he doesn't seem like he's
he
that
doesn't
type
scream
of coach.
Small talk. I mean, we still want to do Fangio on Phils.
Right.
Yes, would love to do Fangio on Phils.
I think he's locked in on the Phils.
Well, that'd be a way for me to get in on the meatball recipe.
On the meatball recipe, which he'll never give you.
Yeah,
but maybe he'd at least make them for you.
Elliot can hop on at 5:30.
That's really all I want is for him to make them.
Yes, you just want to try.
Yes.
Elliot's good for 5:30.
He's good for 5:30.
He's probably listening right now. We're not going to say again what it's about.
No, and don't even think about using the rewind app.
No, do not. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Ah, funniest pieces of audio I've heard in the last day.
Wow, you've had enough in the last day?
Yeah, okay. I have.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
I have.
All right.
Good stuff.
All right, that's coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.